At the Earnhardt family, we're all deeply saddened by the loss. We appreciate everybody's support. I mean, it really, really means a lot. It makes a big difference when you see the reaction from hundreds and hundreds of people like we have already, and we'll get through this. I'm sure he'd want us to keep going, so that's what we're going to do.
The greatest man I never met has run his final race. The pain I feel is showing in the tears upon my face. With the love of a father and that of a friend, he protected Mike and Junior right to the end. In that special, unselfish move for all the world to see, he showed why we love that black number three. We've lost the heart of racing, it'll never be the same. But he was far more than just a racing name. His skill in driving was beyond compare, but it was the man himself that made me care. Those steel blue eyes, that sly dog grin, the way he cared, all part of him. The loving husband, the faithful friend, the proud father, memories that will never end. He lived for Sundays, the race to win. To beat the odds was life to him. To hear those engines roar to life was second only to God and his wife. Strapped into the number three after Teresa's kiss. Calm, relaxed, ready to race, nothing was amiss. As he made that final turn in the number three, I wonder if it was more than air the man in black could see. Did he see his daddy, Emile Bonnet, standing there? And all of heaven's angels, when all we saw was air? I think that God was standing there to meet the elder E, the one that he's been waiting for, to drive heaven's number three. I do not know how long this ache will tear apart my heart. It may never happen. It may never start. No one can replace him in our hearts or on the track. Rest in peace, my hero. I'll always love the man in black.